Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells through indirect routes that include shipments through third countries in the Middle East and North Africa. State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Wednesday.
DPRK is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells while obfuscating the real destination of these armed shipments by trying to make it appear as though they're being sent to countries in the Middle East or North Africa.
20% of deaths of U.S. adults between the ages of 20 and 49 are from binge drinking. That's according to a new study that was conducted over a recent four-year period and published this week. Researchers examined national and state mortality data from 2015 to 2019, noting that deaths fully attributed to alcohol have risen in the past decade. Misinformation by the White House has them deleting a tweet. Tim Berg has more.
The White House says it deleted a tweet crediting President Biden for Social Security increases because it was incomplete. The tweet said seniors are getting the largest increase in their Social Security checks in 10 years due to President Biden's leadership. A fact-checking note from Twitter pointed out that the increase was due to the annual cost of living adjustment, which is based on the inflation rate, before the tweet was deleted. Wall Street giving the thumbs down to the aforementioned rate hike at the closing bell, the Dow losing 505 points.
Former governor and first-term Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and Republican challenger former Army General Don Bolduc took to the stage overnight in a debate. As the Republican was arriving at the debate, someone in the crowd tried to punch him in the head. This senatorial race is among a handful across the country that will likely determine if the GOP wins back the Senate majority. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The United States Space Force is getting a new leader.
On Wednesday, Space Force Lieutenant General Bradley Saltzman assumes the position of Chief of Space Operations during a Space Force transition ceremony. Speaking at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Army General Mark Milley, says the Space Force should be the most capable such branch in the world.
It's to make sure that we are the dominant power. We are the power that has the most capable Space Force in order to do a single thing, and that is to prevent great power war.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Parkland shooter will never be a free man again.
Broward County Circuit Judge Elizabeth Shearer Wednesday sentenced Nicholas Cruz, the shooter in the 2018 Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School massacres in Parkland, Florida, in which Cruz killed 17 people and injured another 17. Judge Shearer imposed a life sentence without the possibility of parole for each of the 17 deaths and various sentences on behalf of those who were injured. After reading each of the 34 penalties, Judge Scheer added an additional term to the sentencing.
I am ordering that all 34 counts of the indictment for each sentence is to run consecutive. That is, one after another.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Heads up, daylight savings time ends this weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me.
Well, happy Thursday, America. Good to have you with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is all right there. We've got Dick Morris going to be joining us in just a moment. Of course, the New York Times best-selling author. His latest book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. As he discussed with us before, you know, the key tagline, if Trump should, and I believe he is, I think Dick Morris would agree with this as well, will be running for 2024. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind that that will happen. But it's a simple line, as Dick played it. It says, hey, the confidence that this president can have is that we did it before and we will do it again. I mean, who else? I mean, right now we're in the midst of all this mess that the Democrats have created. Joe Biden single-handedly took us from being energy independent to energy dependent. We're realizing in the West Coast gas prices over $6 per gallon. Is that absurd? And they're continuing to go up, and yet he says to the cameras that somehow he's a winner in all this, that he's done a great job when it comes to energy. Really? Wow, what are you going to do when people up in the Northeast, especially this winter, start to freeze because they can't afford to pay their utility bill? This is how bad this is. I mean, this is just extremely pernicious what this administration has done to us, to the American people. But Donald Trump, remember, gave us energy independence, and Joe Biden and the Democrats took it away. Donald Trump gave us a secure border. He had agreements with all these countries in South America. Let's say all these countries. I mean, we've got 162 countries now. The border is so open that we got 162 countries are represented. I mean, it's the United Nations, entire United Nations coming in through our southern border. It's an invasion. But Joe Biden and Mayorkas, forget about the vice president who's supposed to be the border czar. Heaven knows what she's thinking. You know, maybe she's just saying, okay, if I can just hang in there and get my special vice presidential pension for the rest of my life, I'll just go, phew. Because between the two of them and the party itself, they've done everything to decimate this great American idea, the story, and the opportunity that America was born out of and has been a constant. And the only time that that gets interrupted is when the Democrats come into power. Because when they come into power, as we've been explaining in these last couple of weeks, they have the tendency, and I say a tendency because it's almost like, oh, okay, maybe it's a little bit of a bet. No, this is doctrinal, you know, as Dianne Feinstein would say. The doctrine of getting into the Treasury and paying off political favors, that is That is inherent. That is in the DNA of the Democratic Party. This is what they do. They did it with Barack Obama. They've done it again with Joe Biden. And we said, look at what happened. If you remember, of course you do, in 2016, Hillary Clinton didn't get elected. Do you realize how many promises, how many political promises were made by Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the Democratic Party, that, oh, when she becomes president, what she's going to do for you and how she's going to, pay you back for all this money that you invested to get our people elected? And it didn't happen. So Joe Biden had to make up the difference. So here we are, trillions of dollars. Now we're over $31 trillion in debt, and we're passing, bills like, the Inflation Reduction Act that does nothing with inflation. But we spent, almost $3 trillion, $2 trillion on that? I mean, it's absurd. But if you look at the fine print and you start following, as they say, the money, you find that that money goes to all these bundlers and these political interests that have served the Democratic Party. It's time for the Democratic Party to pay. And you think the Democratic Party pays out of their treasury? Heck no. They get into our treasury. They get into our taxes. They rip us off. And, of course, then by doing that, as if that's not enough to rip us off, they put us into inflation. Inflation wasn't something that just, that was an existential threat. This was purposeful. Joe Biden, all the economists on the left knew that if you did this, you were going to ignite inflation. You were going to set it off. And this is exactly what happened. Except the other thing that happened, and what they were hoping to do, is that maybe it wouldn't be so bad. Maybe the American people wouldn't notice. Well, certainly the people on the right noticed right away. The 401ks became 201ks. Grocery, shelves were empty. Paying more for gasoline. We get a pay raise going in. Oh, Joe Biden. We got this pay raise. After COVID and all this great thing supposedly was coming up with the economy was coming back because it has the capacity. Our economy, our labor force has a built-in capacity and GDP capacity. It just does this. This is the natural order of things that occurs within the human species. If you remember, God said, be fruitful and multiply. That wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't theoretical. That was built into the universe that man, given the ability, would be fruitful and multiply. Everything that man needed in order to do that, except interference of government, that think that they know better, like Ronald Reagan says. The scary thought. They knock on your door. Hey, we're here from the government. We're here to help. Oh, yeah, really? When? How? When has it ever happened? When have they ever helped? And especially right now, it is such a disaster and so painful what we're going through. I mean, to the point that, even Democrats are saying, hey, I'm out of here. And I get it. I mean, look, if you've been a lifelong Democrat and all of a sudden you say, gosh, I can't believe this. I always voted Democrat. Now I go to the, I go and cast my vote and I'm voting for ours. And the reason I'm voting for ours is because they're my Obi-Wan Kenobi. They're the only one right now that I think that could possibly do something about it. And if you noticed on this show, we're not talking about a red wave. A lot of people are talking about a red wave. I don't care about a red wave. What I care about is an American wave. And that's what, every time I talk to people about this, I say, we need an American wave. They go, oh, gosh, wow, I hadn't thought about that. Well, that's what we need to think about, see, because we've been told that we're supposed to be thinking in adversarial terms. Red against blue, Democrat against Republican. How about Americans? I mean, here we are. We're about a week away, 8 days away from pausing for a moment and remembering Veterans Day. Over a million men and women have sacrificed their lives for the sake of this great American idea and the liberties that we enjoy 246 years later, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, for people to have this kind of commitment and passion to lay their own lives, to forget about, to put their country ahead of their own desires to get married and have children. I mean, if you pause and really sit on that for a moment, it should cause you to buckle your knees, so to speak, and thank God for the sacrifice. And not only for these individuals, but the families that are associated with this. Because the families are there to endure and remember, hey, you know, Papa John, he's not here for Thanksgiving dinner. We've got an empty chair. You know, my son is not here. For the price of liberty and the price for this American dream, our son sacrificed his life. That's what Veterans Day is all about. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're talking about Dick Morris's new book, The Return, the New York Times best-selling author. The Trump Revolution, he says, cannot succeed without Trump. And I think that's clear. I was at a conservative consortium here several months ago, maybe last year, to be exact, a little bit more precise. And the question that people kept asking me is at about Ron DeSantis, who's in Florida. I'm based here in Florida. And we love Ron DeSantis. I mean, as a governor and as an example, I mean, what a gift to this state that he has been. And, you know, people thinking, well, you know, because of the angst of Donald Trump and, you know, this sentiment that's gone around, I mean, this idea, again, that's associated with a commentary that I wrote, you know, prior to November 2020, was that who told you to hate Donald Trump? Well, we know who told us. And they keep telling us. It's the same people, whether it's Liz Cheney and the RINOs, the Republican Party, the establishment set, that they love the status quo. They figured out, you know, how they can stay in their own chair. It's a game of musical chairs in the Beltway, and those chairs are coveted. And so because with those chairs comes power and, you know, recognition, all those things that human greed, you know, lusts for, right? Power and control. And so it seduces not only the left, it seduces everybody in government. It can't help but do that. Our founding fathers warned us about that very thing. This is why the citizen politician was so important, that it wasn't ever meant to be a career. But unfortunately, that's what's happened. And is that as it has become a career, the effectiveness of our citizen leaders has been compromised. And in so many ways, we've been sold out. I mean, look what's gone on with, you know, with China, for example, which Miranda Devine and Peter Schweitzer have written extensively. And that is, our elected officials have been what they called elite captured. The Communist Chinese owns them. And it's funny, you know, the Democrats talk about, you know, about being, you know, that Donald Trump was owned by Russia. It's interesting because you often find, and this is what puts us into the realm of the conspiratorial, but I think it's quite ironic. Well, you know, you understand it when people have been selling you a bucket of lies that, oh, Donald Trump is a Russian asset and everything. So when you find out that he's not, you know, they don't ever come back and go, oh, well, just kidding or whatever. I mean, about the closest thing you got to it, to any kind of admission, was when Harry Reid admitted that that whole scam about Mitt Romney's tax return and everything. He didn't pay his taxes, and that big narrative that went out, that big lie, right? You know, it's amazing how how the Democrats, you know, call everybody liars when they themselves, I mean, they've got their hands in the cookie jar. You know, the crumbs are all over their face, and they tell you, like Swalwell and the rest of them, Jerry Nadler, that, oh, no, it's the Republicans. It's, Donald Trump is an asset of the Russians, but yet it's Hillary Clinton who was the asset. In fact, she used Russian assets to come up with this goofball deal. You know, that opposition research that attacked Donald Trump and put us into, I don't know, millions of dollars. Well, I mean, I've heard estimates anywhere from $30 to $70 million that it cost for that fiasco, you know, to deal with, on the Russian collusion thing, right? And what did we find out? But it was all conspiratorial, right? We're all conspirators because we didn't believe in that big lie. And we actually spent money, as opposed to the government spending money on the other supposed big lie of the 2020 election. And that's my frustration, and you've heard me say this time and again, is that they owe it to the people who control elections, they owe it to us, the American people, to give us some assurance that what happened in 2020 was legitimate, that all these indications, the evidence that 2,000 mules laid out, all this other, you know, evidence, we've got over a thousand sworn affidavits, people who were poll watchers and saw people breaking the law. Over 1,000. Now, you got to understand, in order to sign, when you sign an affidavit, that is at the risk of, if you're lying and you're signing an affidavit, you go to jail. Okay, so that's a serious thing for you to swear that this, that you saw something, that you are witness to a crime. And you got over 1,000 reports like this. God, those are all brushed under the table. It's all meaningless because in the end, the powers to be that controlled the vote, like Stalin says, not doesn't matter who votes, who counts the votes. Well, the powers of to be that count the votes said, no, this is the way it is. This is the outcome that is expected. Joe Biden is to be the president of the United States of America. So here we've got, as they say in a democratic republic, you get the leadership you deserve. And we have been very casual about this American dream. You've heard me talk about our birthright. You know, part of our birthright is this American idea as citizens of this great country. And when you do not honor that, and we allow people to lie to us and misrepresent us on any level, I don't care. I mean, you can break it down through history. Let's talk about, you know, military action. Let's talk about what happened in Afghanistan. Let's talk about what happened in Benghazi. I mean, stop me when you heard, you know, let's talk about the invasion. You think America is being fairly represented at our southern border as we're being invaded with, what, 162 different countries of people coming into the country? And then you got the FBI saying, well, you know, we did catch 100 known terrorists off the list. Yeah, but you got like a 500,000, maybe another million gotaways. And you got to know if they got away, they're a little bit more sophisticated. They're a little bit smarter to figure out how to evade Border Patrol and not get caught. Because they're probably a better asset to the cartels, whether it has to do with sex trafficking, drugs, you know, go on down the list. It's not anything good for America. It's only dangerous to America and its citizens. So here we are, less than a week away from this critical midterm election. And Democrats are realizing this is not their party. That they've lost sight of what America is all about. This is why I'm praying for this American wave. Not a red wave, not a blue wave, an American wave. A wave where we got people out in the streets, you know, chanting USA, USA, USA. That it's all about all of us. Not about Republicans, not about Democrats. It's about a great American idea that started over 246 years ago. You can actually say well over 300 years ago, because it started with the Pilgrims. Before they even came and landed on Plymouth Rock, 12 years of prayer, begging God for a country that they could come to and we could be free to worship and realize the liberties that God had for us. This great American idea that's loaded with opportunity and blessing so that we could be a blessing to others. And when it was working, it worked for everybody. Not only here in this country. Yes, okay. Well, we didn't wear it because people were enslaved. I get that. We went through the process. But where are we now? Look what happened in the Civil War. Over 600,000 people died for slavery to liberate black Americans. You forget that. All you want to talk about is the slavery issue. Yes, guilty as charged. Yes, our country did that. But also remember, as Bob Woodson reminded us from the Woodson Center, who was it that captured blacks to put them on slave ships to begin with? It was other blacks that did this. So there's a lot of blame to go around. But last time I checked, America has invested so highly in order to liberate all races. I mean, to the point, like I said, 600,000 people died for liberty. And a president was assassinated. That's not enough for you? Even today, with all the freedoms that you're enjoying, and what we've done and how we've come a long way to come together as a people interested in the American dream, may we continue to be focused on that more than anything else.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining.
One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Governor and first-term Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and Republican challenger former Army General Don Boldick took to stage overnight in a debate. As a Republican was arriving to the debate, someone in the crowd tried to punch him in the head. North Korea is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells through indirect routes that include shipments through third countries, including the Middle East and North Africa. State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Wednesday.
NDPRK is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells while obfuscating the real destination of these armed shipments.
A man has paid the price for wearing an Adolf Hitler costume Halloween in Wisconsin. He was fired from his job at Madison Children's Museum. Heads up, daylight savings time ends this weekend. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Bruce Thatcher joins us. Gosh, I just so appreciate this, man. We have been seemingly joined at the hip for, I don't know, what's the last 8-10 years plus, and it's just been a lot of fun. I always enjoy this time with Bruce. I know our audience does as well, because he brings so much to the table. In terms of, you know, first of all, common sense and education and study of these major issues that we're dealing right now, especially with immigration. Of course, one of his books that he has written is a must read. And I've said more than once that I believe all our elected officials should more than cozy up. They should memorize the book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today. Hey, Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing just fine in this. Finally, maybe raining, we hope, weather in Texas.
Yes.
We're looking for it. You know, I was thinking when this morning, a little bit ago, I was thinking that we've been witnessing an historic process just over the past few months as regards immigration and national security. The norm for the past couple of hundred years has been that the federal government deals with matters that it's deemed the states aren't able to handle, and we can literally ring off all kinds of laws that have been passed, and laws are passed every year with the rationale that it's too big for the states and municipalities to handle. But now with immigration, we're seeing the opposite take place. Immigration, which is defined as a federal responsibility, but the states and municipalities are having to move in because the government isn't doing their job. President Biden insists the border is secure. Kamala Harris says the border is secure. DHS Director Mayorkas says the border is secure, but you and I, and it, gosh, it has to be almost everybody knows it isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
More than 2 million illegal immigrants were encountered, and those weren't the gotaways, mm-hmm. were encountered at the southern border this last fiscal year ending in September. Maybe that many, maybe as many as that many got away.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got 2 or 3 million coming through our borders. It's been, you've described it, others have described it as an invasion.
It is, right.
The federal government doesn't do anything about it, and there's very little the states can do about it, but one of the interesting and fun lights is the actions that have been taken, led by Texas Governor Abbott, mm-hmm. have been taken to take that matter into their own hands by mm-hmm. transporting the numbers nearly now 13,000, 14,000, somewhere like that,
mm-hmm.
of these illegal aliens, migrants, mm-hmm. And transporting them into the backyards of the politicians that say, oh, you know, we don't care about the southern border, let them come.
Yeah, these so-called sanctuary cities and that, they send them to the sanctuary cities. And you know, here you got New York building some palatial tents. And you saw that, right? They finally got some, they've got some occupants in there, and the word's going out, hey, wow, this is first class. Come one, come all. So, you know.
And they've rented thousands of hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah. And we're not talking cheap. And we're not talking cheap hotel rooms here. I mean, we're talking $400, $500 a night, dare I say, you know, type rooms.
Yeah, well, Carol and I are thinking about taking a little holiday before long, and I'm looking at hotel rates, and I'm saying, wow, I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know how many days we can spend doing what we'd like to be doing, but New York takes them over, and New York isn't the only one that has essentially commandeered the availability of hotels. As just one response
yes.
put up, they're getting like a few hundred, a few thousand of these migrants, and Texas is getting a million.
Yes, exactly. And here they send 50 to Martha's Vineyard, and you know, everybody's in the fetal position, and they got to call in the National Guard to get them. And they say, okay, well, we'll let you stay over for breakfast, and then boom, man, you're out of here.
And that's what they did. They put them on the base and then shipped them out within days after their arrival, and it's just amazing that they look at these things. But even more amazing is that the states have gotten to the point. Texas and Arizona and Florida have gotten to the point where they say the federal government is not doing its job, and we have to step in. We have to do it.
Well, look what happened during Obama's reign, right? That infamous photo of Jan Brewer, the governor of Arizona, you know, begging Barack Obama for help because there was another invasion. It seems like invasion of migrants is synonymous with the Democratic Party.
Evidently, and some people say, well, they bring them in, they want them to vote. I think that's true in the long run. I don't know how much of that is true in today's election or next week's election. Some will vote in that, but the Democrats have a long view. The progressives have a long view. You know, we're going to change this American society that has been so unique and so wonderful in the world. And we're going to turn it around into what we think it ought to be, and we'll spend 50, 100 years doing that, just steadily marching toward it, and these migrants are just a small piece of that program.
Exactly. Well, and you know, and meanwhile, the Democrats think that. They can get away with this. Well, they didn't get away with it because, you know, for Donald Trump in 2016, that was the linchpin. I mean, until he started talking about immigration and people go, oh, yeah, right. Look what's happening with the border. And we need to build a border wall like all other countries, because look what happened in Israel. Israel was getting, you know, they were getting invaded, and they said, well, we need a wall. They put up a wall, and look what happened to the invasion. I mean, within a year, Bruce, within a year, they stopped the incredible incoming of migrants coming into Israel. So this is all common sense, but our government doesn't, they're not familiar with that concept of common sense.
And that's an example. Never mind whether you agree with Israel's internal politics and even with Israel's country, it's building the wall is an example of what works.
Mm-hmm.
And
just the opposite, Bruce. I'm sorry. Just the opposite. Look at it in all these other European countries. What happened to Britain? What happened to Germany? What happened to England? The demography of those countries have noticeably changed. I mean, radically changed since they opened up borders and said, okay, fine. You know, come on in. We'll just all, you know, kumbaya. We'll all get together. And Lord have mercy. You know, these countries are not the same, right? So you've got empirical evidence of what happens when you have borders, you have no borders.
The EU established the Schengen approach to migration, which says we have no borders. If you get in anywhere, you can go everywhere within Europe without a passport or without having to get in. And they flocked. They flocked
yes.
in. And they've become a big problem. Now, do we have any responsibility to help deal with the world's problems? Yeah, I really think we do.
Mm-hmm.
But it ought to be the way we want to do it, not imposed on us by literally an invasion of people that put it all into crisis mode. Anyway,
to your point though, Bruce, real quick, because we only got about a minute left here, is that America traditionally, since its founding, has been more of an example of how to do things right. Until you know, I'd say in the recent decades, you might even say the last 50 years or so, where we've abandoned our moral compass. But up until then, we were a positive example in many ways. For other countries. And this has been the problem, you know, that still is a sticking point for these dictators and these oligarchs that want to have control. This is why they want to get America out of the picture, because we're problematic when it comes to, you know, their order of things, right?
I think that's right. That's one of the factors.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher. Stay with us.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, and Adamant Aggressors. We were just talking off the air about the condition of the U.S. labor force today because, you know, the fact of the matter is there are consequences to the choices America has made, Bruce. You know, you can't annihilate a generation labor force through abortion. And now here we are, we find ourselves, we've got more jobs than people. And so some of the satisfaction, some of that justification for an open border is that, you know, we need people to come in and work for us. But, you know, this thing is so idiotic. Again, this is the government at work for you. Do you think that they would at least vet the people coming across to say, okay, well, let's figure out what you're good at and where we might be able to funnel you that and justify your existence and give you an opportunity? But they don't even stop to consider. And, you know, we bring this up and people go, gosh, I didn't even think about that. Is these migrants who are coming to the country, they all have to go through the cartel gateway, right? And if you're going to go through that gateway, guess what? You're beholden to the cartel. You're not going to get on the other side of the border without the cartel's permission. And the cartel's permission comes in many forms. It's indentured servitude. It's modern indentured servitude. You are beholden to the cartels.
And that's slavery.
Yes, exactly. I mean, amazing. Here we are trying to eradicate slavery, and again, the Democratic Party, because they know slavery, here they are. They are promoting slavery of a new kind in this modern era. And the cartel's going, thank you very much, Joe Biden. Last year we made over $13 billion. What do you think that's going to do in terms of upping the militarization and the capability of the cartels? I mean, we already know the firepower they have right now. I mean, our own military would be hard-pressed to go into Mexico and wipe out the cartel.
Probably couldn't do it. The people coming across the border that they're bringing across become indebted. I mean, it costs what, $6,000-$8,000?
Yeah, at least
per person, and they've got to come up with that before that commitment, before they can get across the border. If they don't come up with the amount of money, as I understand it, then as you say, they're going to have to come up with it after they get across.
Right.
And cough it up. And
by the way, they know where you live. They know where your parents are at, where your family's at.
Yep.
And they're going to go to your mom and dad, and they know that. The threat is already there. It's not veiled. It's direct. You will pay us. If not, we're going to make sure mom and dad back in whatever city that you come from, because our network has connections there, and they'll go knocking on their door. So
we are abetting that process as a country.
Exactly.
I think the politicians, because I cannot believe that one of them doesn't know all this. They know this.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot not know this.
Yeah.
But they do, and they bring them in anyway because they say they're going to serve our purposes, and we're living in our nice walled-in, gated communities, many of us with our own bodyguards. That it doesn't bother us. No big deal. And they have absolutely no sensitivity for the people who are living in these counties along the border, who put up with 50 or 100 migrants traipsing across their land every year, and every month, and and every once in a while they go out and they find, well, there's a dead body there because they died of starvation or thirst.
And they're finding more dead bodies than normal. The Border Patrol said maybe, you know, one a month or something. They're finding, you know, 10, 15. They're daily discoveries of dead bodies.
That's right.
That are left in the train of this humanity, this human invasion that's coming forth, and America's just yawning. You know, it's like, okay, you know, no big whoop here.
They're yawning because it isn't put in her face.
Right.
The media doesn't show that stuff.
Right.
We see it in a little bit in the papers down here, but I'll bet it's not in the Minneapolis Star.
Oh, sure.
You know, yeah. In newspapers like that, and so they have no aware of it, and they get their news on the internet anyway, on social media, which is a studiously and carefully crafted news that will block that out from most.
Exactly. Well, the only time they're hearing anything about immigration, when you start getting in some of these, you know, far off cities, as you mentioned, in Minneapolis and that, it might be because somebody gets murdered. And it's at the hands of an illegal immigrant. And it seems like it's, you know, maybe coincidental. It's only one incident. It's not massive enough. But eventually, this thing, you know, our crime is already out of control. And I believe what's contributing to it, and what some of the analysts are starting to show us, is that the increased number of illegal immigrants into our country are only exacerbating the problem. It is not reducing crime. Common sense would tell you that is not going to happen, especially when you have people coming in illegally to begin with. They break the law. So does that promote, beyond that first incidence of breaking the law, how does that promote them keeping the law, on the next occasion or in their next step or an experience here in America? They could care less, because they know if they break the law, and if it's, you know, if they murder somebody or whatever, they can go back home without consequence.
Yeah. And we'll just deport them.
Yes.
If we
catch
them. I absolutely believe it's true that an overwhelming number of these illegal aliens are good people who do not break the law, except for coming into the country. But if only 5% of them break the law, good heavens, we're talking 50,000-80,000 people.
Exactly.
And it's a huge number. And
But the deal is, the problem that we got is what we talked about in just a moment ago, and that is, they're beholden to the wrong people. Where's their allegiance? Is their allegiance to America and this, you know, great idea? I think it may start like, gosh, you know, who doesn't want the opportunity and the liberties that America, you know, potentially offers? I don't blame them.
But when they come across and they've got to be beholden and they've got to swear, in a sense, they subordinate their allegiance to the cartels. And last time I checked, the cartels aren't a positive ally for this country.
No.
Right?
They are not.
So you may be right. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, agree, because most people in the Hispanic and Latin culture are, you know, they're fair-minded people. They love their family. They love their religion. They are hard workers. They're great entrepreneurs. They've got the DNA of a labor force that, you know, many people and many businesses are envious of. But you want to be able to have that opportunity to know that, you know, they're committed, that they have an allegiance to this country and to the business that they're working for as much as any other American does. But not be sold out and not be compelled to do something dastardly or participate in something that, you know, that destroys the moral backbone of this country. That's the problem. We have disconnected from our moral authority. And what are we telling the rest of the countries? We go and try and talk to them. I mean, you know, whether it's, you know, the president of Mexico or, you know, even Venezuela, whatever, they laugh at Joe Biden, you know, when he sits there and tries to talk to them about some moral high ground. You know, he's a joke.
They have the example we set, absolutely, in my opinion, is a huge part of the problem we have. It's kind of a cyclical thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we do all these things. We are, the rest of the world sees what we're doing much more than what any politician says.
Exactly.
And they make their judgments accordingly. Well, we are not enforcing immigration laws. We are not protecting our border. So if we're leaving it open, and we're leaving it open not only to cartels, not only to people who will put a burden on the social structure for a while at least, we're leaving it open to conscious aggressors from countries like China and Russia and Iran and they have been caught at the southern border. And if they've been caught, how many of them aren't caught? Because, as you pointed out earlier, they're generally smarter and more sophisticated. They tend not to be caught.
Exactly. And their involvement in illegal trafficking of humanity and drugs, these are high-level operatives. I mean, common sense would tell you that, right? Because everybody else, they're flooding the border and occupying border patrol so that they can't interfere with the flow of these gotaways. And I think, I mean, this whole estimate of, oh, we've got a 500,000, do we? Do we have 2 million? Do we have 3 million? How do you know that that's all we have is a 500,000 gotaways?
And they're carrying fentanyl?
Yeah.
And they're bringing in it simply isn't a control. And this is a country that has the money that will entice any nature of people from around the world, not just immigrants who are looking to better their lives, but they'll entice the cartel, they'll entice the dictators and so forth, everybody else who's trying to enrich their lives. And we're not doing anything about it.
As you say, we've got the money, but we've lost the will.
Yep.
That's what we need, Bruce Thatcher. You're exactly right. He's the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work, and Adamant Aggressors as well. Bruce Thatcher, real quick, the website they can go to?
HistorySpeaksToday.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?